Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3095, Simplifying the Little Areas of Life by Amy Stotz with NoSidebar.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And it's not a holiday today, but it is my birthday. I appreciate you being here and listening on my birthday. It's a wonderful present. And actually, if you want to go a little bit above and beyond, if you wouldn't mind sharing the show with someone else today, it would really make my day. If everyone got one other person to follow or subscribe to the show, it would make a massive difference. And again, a wonderful birthday surprise for me. Thank you for doing that. But with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Simplifying the Little Areas of Life by Amy Stotz with NoSidebar.com. Most of the time, I'm not very good at decisions. I get stuck wanting to find the best option and don't want to settle for one that's just good enough. When there are 37 different things to choose from on Amazon, this can be hard. I get paralyzed from too many options and end up not making a decision at all. And from what I've read, I'm not alone in this. Barry Schwartz illustrates this idea in his book, The Paradox of Choice. He discusses a study in which researchers set up two displays of jams in a food store. One display had 6 choices, the other had 24. They found that 30% of the customers exposed to the 6 choices bought a jar, while only 3% exposed to the 24 choices did the same. This isn't the only study that has such findings either. I guess we all need to take the saying, "Variety is the spice of life," with a grain of salt. Too many choices can be detrimental. That's why simplifying your life can feel so good. It's why you hear about people like Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Steve Jobs wearing the same clothes every day. Decluttering daily decisions. When little decisions we make each day have too many options, it's draining. So what can we do? Simplifying little areas of your life can be a great start. Here are 7 areas to consider. Number 1, your closet. I can't tell you how good it feels to have a smaller wardrobe to choose from. I'm definitely not like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg. I still enjoy having some options. But when I have fewer clothing choices, I find I'm more creative and happier with what I choose to wear. Number 2, what you eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Daniel Gilbert, who wrote Stumbling on Happiness, eats the same breakfast every Sunday. When people ask him what is the key to happiness, this is his answer. More specifically, it's what he eats, which is fresh tortillas and raw jalapenos. But that's not the point. The point is that variety can actually make you less happy, not more, as he covers in his book. He says, variety should only be in things we enjoy thinking about. And for him, thinking about breakfast doesn't bring him much pleasure. Number 3, your beauty routine. Whether you're a guy or a girl, there are probably certain areas of your beauty routine that can be eliminated. Maybe you have too many choices of perfume or cologne or lipstick, eyeshadow, hair products, etc. Having 10 eyeshadow palettes is not doing anything for you. Cut down to the few you use often, man, I bet you'll be happier. Number 4, your purchases. Stick with what you usually buy. When I let myself consider too many alternatives, it makes me second-guess the decision I end up making. even if I like my choice. The maximizer in me keeps thinking there may have been a better alternative. So try to stop looking for better options. If you like what you usually get, stick with it. And don't worry about what you'll be missing out on by doing so. Fear of missing out can be a doozy. Number 5, your morning or evening routine. We often do the same things every day when we get up and before we go to sleep. Is there something that isn't necessary that you can eliminate? Also, if you don't already, try doing these things in the same order every day. That way you don't have to think about it. Number 6, your bills. Is there something you're paying every month that isn't necessary? Maybe you have Netflix and Hulu. Do you watch them both? Also, if you haven't already, put your bills on autopay. That's one less thing that can come up in your day that you'll have to make a decision about. And number 7, your time. Yep, simplify your time, as in only doing one thing at a time. I'm a big proponent of this, not just because I'm a bad multitasker. You will increase your focus and cut down on decisions from having to switch back and forth. It's possible you already do some of these or other things throughout your day that cut down on decisions, maybe even without realizing it. For example, I have a favorite coffee cup, and that's the one I drink from every day. It's a simple little area of my daily routine that I don't have to think about. And by the way, do you enjoy thinking about what you'll make for breakfast? If a certain area like this brings you happiness, don't feel the need to simplify in that regard. We're trying to make our lives easier and more enjoyable. Pick the areas that will work best for you. Also, I want to point out that variety is not always bad. In fact, it can be quite good, and without it, life would be boring. But as with most things in life, too much is not a good thing. You just listened to the post titled "Simplifying the Little Areas of Life" by Amy Stotz with nosidebar.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you to Amy, a guest writer on No Sidebar. One thing that I've never been great with is standardizing my morning and evening routine. And I think that's one area I'm going to try to do better with. Not that it's necessarily a bad thing per se to not have a very regimented morning and evening routine, but there are benefits in it, as Amy talked about. Because like she said, we can eliminate something that could be getting in the way or making our sleep worse, for instance. For example, it's really easy for me to check in one last time on emails before going to bed. And if there's something in there that catches my eye, I might spend extra time researching or even answering that email, and that screen time and thinking might not be the best idea for getting a good night's rest. Same with the morning. On days where I don't spend 15 minutes or so looking at my phone before getting out of bed, I feel better, especially if I try to go outside as soon as possible. Those feel like the best starts to my day. So it's definitely something to think about. Maybe one of these 7 stood out to you and you can make a small change for the better. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you so much for being here on my birthday. And again, if you can share this podcast with even just one person today, it'd be a massive help and a nice gift for me. Thank you for doing that. That's how I've been able to keep going for all these years. Have a great rest of your day and start to your weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.